Sunday News. The gold medal car, two Soviet exhibits, the latest Nixon, the Neva, rather, car, and a circular grinding machine made in Ukraine won gold medals at the 20th International Engine Fair in Brno, Czechoslovakia. Another gold model went to a turbo electric city bus designed jointly by Soviet and Czechoslovakian engineers, and others in the products from Western countries, the USA, and other countries from several different locations. It's windy on the moon. Although the moon has the atmosphere, dust, storms appear in the 2-inch layer above the atmosphere. The wind is electrically powered, being caused by electrostatic fields generated by solar radiation. Report scientists from the Joffe Institute of Physical Engineering in Moscow, these mini storms are particularly strong at the boundary between the light and dark side of the moon. A trained eagle. Appearances notwithstanding, the eagle above, standing on his master's head, Abdujalan Martsavia, an engineer on Kurtz Collective Farm in Central Asia, is tame and responds to commands like a hawk. He was found at a nestling by the shepherds in the Ally Valley. Apparently his parent had been killed or died from some disease. He is strong enough to pick up an infant child. Comcom output growth. The industrial output of the Comcom countries was 5.5% higher between January and June, 6.5% that is, than in the same period last year. Most of the growth was accounted for by higher product productivity. An average pay of industrial and office workers was up 3.4% and farm income up 5%. Georgia's new kind of tea, Kolkhida, a new type of tea has been developed in Georgia, where Joseph Stalin, the man of steel that feigned off the Nazis and won the victory over the Nazis and their Axis powers in 1942, Georgia is capable of yielding over 6 tons of green leaves per acre, twice as high as the present parent plants from which it was bred. Would you think that ostriches would live in Siberia? Fragments of hundreds of ostrich eggs, very thick and 7 inches long, have been found on a once inhabited site near Lake Baikal in southern Siberia. Oldokhinov believes ostriches are once flourished in this area like the mammoths died out during the Ice Age, that all of the area one time was very warm and very tropical. Some of the better news. Soviet Foreign Minister Andrei Gromyko and French President Giscard d'Estaing continue to disguise a secret meeting, but the discussions have become international, and they're dealing with problems of all sorts, furthering alliances, disagreements with the United States over the production of the neutron bomb, and the escalating increase of nuclear weapons everywhere. President Giscard d'Estaing continues to discuss international problems. Mr. Gromyko said Mr. d'Estaing has accepted an invitation to visit Moscow sometime next year. He continued the discussions in spite of protests from many in the NATO alliance, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which is the extension, the military extension of the U.S. imperialist. In the North Pacific Ocean, a Soviet fishing boat rescued 10 persons from an American Navy plane that crashed yesterday near the Aleutian Islands. The U.S. Coast Guard said the Soviet boat is still in the area looking for 5 remaining crewmen. The cost of goods and services in the United States rose 9% in September. This means inflation is growing at a semi-annual rate of 10%. News of the prime rise in American consumer prices caused the American dollar to drop again sharply on world money market, and it's practically at the mark it was just before the Great Depression. In Brussels, the EEC urged President Carter to act fast to reduce U.S. oil imports. They said such action is necessary to stop the fall of the dollar. Nairobi, Kenya. A top official says he stopped a plot to kill Kenya leaders following the death last August of President Jomo Kenyatta. Leaders, Attorney General Charles Njunjo told Kenya's parliament that the assassinations would have led to the military rule in Kenya. Mr. Njunjo said his action against the plotters made the constitution election of the new presidential possible, the new president possible. He did not say what had happened to the plotters. No mention was given as to what happened to the assassination attempt. There were several between the death of Kenyatta and the present president that was just put in, who is, by the way, moderate and favors African liberation causes. In New York, the World Health Organization has announced that there is no more smallpox in the world. There has been no reports of this disease in 1 year. World Health Organization officials said this is the first time in history that man has completely defeated a disease. He said the success of the WHO's anti-smallpox program proves that international occupation in health is very important. He said if man would lend but 0.01% of what he does for war making, he would be able to eliminate all the plagues and diseases that affect the world, such as bubonic plague and tuberculosis and malaria that comes from mosquitoes in certain parts. By the way, the United States, their mosquitoes carry much more dangerous serum than ours. Ours, very simple. It's a filarious type, and they can find a little worm and check it out, but in the States, often some of the mosquitoes carry in the summer brain fever, and as well, they carry on an arthritis that is impossible to be cured from. So that's great that they have been able to make this breakthrough. Where was I at this time? President Carter scheduled to make a nationwide broadcast tonight on his plans to fight inflation. He is expected to ask the American working class to be satisfied with the yearly wage increase at no more than 7% compared to the new report on the yearly growth of inflation at 10%. This leaves a bit of a gap. Peking, United States Energy Security James, International Security James, Energy Secretary James Schlesinger has arrived in China to discuss possible American-Chinese cooperation in energy. Mr. Schlesinger said his visit shows that the President Carter wants normal relations between Washington and Peking, and cooperation in energy would help both countries. Mauritania head of state has said that Saudi Arabia is ready to help settle the Western Sahara conflict. The French news agency reported that the Mauritanian leader returned from Saudi Arabia yesterday after 2 days of talks on the issue. Mauritania has reportedly already begun peace talks with the Polisario Front, and who is fighting to take control of the Western Sahara from Morocco and Mauritania. The Polisario guerrilla activists are now observing a ceasefire with the Mauritanians, but are continuing to fight Morocco's fascism. Paris, France. Delegates from 144 countries have opened a 5-day meeting with the United Nations Organization for Education, Science, and Culture. The summit meeting between the five frontline states involved in Southern Africa is to be held today in Dar es Salaam, has been postponed until Sunday in order to allow Agostinho Neto, Angola's Marxist-Leninist president, to attend. The summit will be attended by Angola, Tanzania, Botswana, Mozambique, and Zambia, all left-leaning governments. Tanzania President Julius K. Nyerere has drawn up the agenda. The agenda, which is sought to emphasize the need for a unified program over the problems of Rhodesia. Official sources in Dar es Salaam said today that the agenda would not include the revived Anglo-American proposal of peace in Rhodesia. A spokesperson for the Angolan opposition movement, UNITA, right wing, has threatened that guerrilla forces will prevent the reopening of the Venezuelan railway. The spokesman said in a press conference that yesterday that the Venezuelan railway was misspelled. That's why I misspelled. So these words are misspelled before me. That UNITA now controls large areas of Angola and about half of the country's civilian population, which is a gross lie, according to even the BBC and members of NATO. the Ben-Gurion Railway, closed because of the Angolan Civil War, was used to carry 50% of the Zaire and Zambian copper exports. Retaliations between Zaire and Angola have improved greatly since the last May invasion of the Shaba province, and both countries have agreed to reopen the railway. But the UNITA spokesperson told the press that the railway would be unable to operate without his organization's cooperation. UNITA is a far-right element that was backed by China against the Leninist regime that was finally put into power in Angola by the people's will. Bulgaria's president has joined Ethiopian head of state in considering China's foreign policy at a banquet held in honor of the visiting Bulgarian president. Chairman Meningistu condemned Chinese foreign policy from Ethiopia's standpoint because it hindered the struggle of oppressed people around the world entirely. Also, a Chinese delegation arrived in Nyom, Nigeria, yesterday for a friendship visit. The delegation will meet with the president of Nigeria and visit agricultural projects in the country. Nigeria has been leaning more, however, towards the Soviet Union, but they are not aligned. President Anwar Sadat, or dictator, whichever you choose to call him, of Egypt, and Prime Minister Menachem Begin, and dictator, more realistic, they would be his title, of Israel, who have led their countries away from 3 decades of wars and jointly awarded the Nobel Peace Prize today, which many nations scorned. This year's prize, the Norwegian committee said, was intended not just to recognize that the two recipients are worthy of praise for tasks already done, but to spur further efforts in the essential negotiations still needed to secure peace. Nobel Peace Prize has been given to fascist devils from one end of the world to the other. It's called Nobel Peace Prize, and it's made from the inheritance that was left in a bank by Nobel, who was a manufacturer of explosives, bombs that bombed the first, he was the first inventor of dynamite to blow people out of their homes and villages and kill them. Uganda, Tanzania troops have again invaded Uganda. Radio Uganda said Tanzanian troops, supported by Cubans, have crossed the border and are in the area west of Lake Victory. The broadcast reported that the town of Mwatakala had been captured. Tanzania has strongly denied that its troops invaded Ugandan territory. Tanzania foreign minister said that Ugandan charges are completely foolish. This is the third time this month that a Ugandan has accused Tanzania of invading its territory. Tehran, Tehran Radio reports that, say, anti-government demonstrations are continuing in every Iranian city. Tens of thousands of civilians have been killed and captured. Radio Iran said demonstrators have ransacked the offices of the Governor General of the western city of Khorasan and taken over the nation's second largest radio station. Incidents also were reported in the city of Qom, Khoum, south of the Tehran capital. There was also a demonstration in Jerome yesterday, where the police chief and local military commanders were killed by the people who are irate and indignant. Interest to you that Nicaragua is carrying on its fight, a struggle that is deep and abiding, and they have not relented even though their population has been destroyed. It also would give you some relief to know that the third world minority peoples are fighting, actually literally fighting, from their neighborhoods in Houston, Texas, because of the exploitation, the lack of food and facilities and resources in which to live. And they barricaded a whole section and are holding that section at the present time. We hope one day that we'll hear the news that people are prepared to fight for what they believe in America. But unfortunately, we hear too little and often too late. Much regards, and I love you very, very much. Remember, People's Rally tonight, 7:30, 7:45, beginning with the Russian language, and then the news review, and then the test. I'll definitely be in that meeting. Thank you so very much. Remember, at 7:45, news analysis in the theater pavilion and language. Thereafter, test. Be sure those that have not given us a reason why you didn't take your last test, be sure that if you don't get an explanation of Vernetta that is successful and is reliable, we will have a couple of weeks of session just for your edification. Now, we want this place to be apple pie order. We have guests coming. It's very important to do so. Will you please swat the flies when you're eating and around the table? Debris that falls there, pick it up. Notice anyone who leaves. Any kind of peelings from oranges and things like this. Those are those that litter the community. They do it in the school, they do it in the theater pavilion, everywhere. Behind the showers, please take note, everyone be responsible. Because if you are, I'll give you the best breaks in the world. You know, every benefit we have, I pass on to you. Thank you very much, and I love you.